Thursday, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. There's been a lot going on. I mean, this has been a chaotic news cycle. I know I say that normally, but this has really been a crazy one. And there's so much for us to dive into that we wanted to make sure you didn't miss out on. And there's a lot of specific details to go through. So I want to kick this show off by discussing what happened yesterday in Arizona. The state attorney general in Arizona, Chris Mays, well, she got herself, obviously she's Democrat, got herself an indictment on 18 innocent Americans. Sadly, she is now alleging that they had some type of fake elector scheme and that they falsely were trying to push for the certification of the election and blah, 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 blah. Now, ultimately, what is this? Well, this is Democrats in panic mode because they're watching their court cases in other states like Fulton County, counties like Fulton County, Florida. We're watching classified documents. You're also watching New York City. We're watching that case also crumble. So now this is the other plan they've got put in place. So sadly, 18, the names on your screen right now, of these individuals have been indicted. Just to highlight some of their names, it's Christina Bob, obviously someone who we love dearly on the show, Dr. Kelly Ward, another individual who we do dearly love and respect, Mike Roman, who is also listed in the Fulton County indictments as well, John Eastman, who is a very credible attorney, Jenna Ellis, she was also an attorney, I guess we should say, Rudy Giuliani as well, a highly respected attorney, and Mark Meadows. Those are just some of the names. Now, keep in mind, folks, I just named a lot of lawyers, a lot of people who are representing the president. They're going after his legal team. Now, there's nothing more un-American than that. You don't go after lawyers for looking to represent their clients. President Trump, rightfully so, thought the election was stolen, and he hired lawyers to go defend his argument. And so they did. And so now Arizona is going after those lawyers for doing so. We're watching it all across the country happen, especially in Fulton County. So now Chris Mays is literally going after these poor individuals and trying to destroy their lives. She gave a statement about the indictments yesterday. Take a listen.
And I know I'll be criticized by others for conducting this investigation at all. But as I have stated before and will say here again today, I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. It's too important. The investigators and attorneys assigned to this case took the necessary time to thoroughly piece together the details of the events that began nearly 4 years ago. They followed the facts where they led, and I'm very proud of the work they've done to date. We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election. Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state.
Now, interesting enough, anytime, first off, red flag, anytime they say that they're looking to defend democracy, that is like a communist dog whistle at this point. They are not looking to defend democracy. They're looking to destroy it. And she knows it specifically. We saw Arizona, what they did in Republican districts, and how they tried to, you know, cause computer issues and say that the systems were down and create havoc. But we all know what they did. Listen, the real thing here is they continue to all use the same lines. Joe Biden won. He won. And anyone who questions his victory is going to be prosecuted. Now, the 58-page indictment really is just awfully disturbing, but it's another attempt to get these 18 individuals to flip on the president. That is their goal here. They don't want him back in the White House. They want him in prison. They've had enough of President Trump, and I know he's leading in the polls. And it just so happens yesterday when it came out that he was about 5 points ahead in Arizona, bam, the indictments came. And don't listen to me. Listen, that's just my, you could say that's my opinion. You could literally listen to the attorney general's own words when she said, we have to get Joe Biden elected. Take a listen.
Well, you know, as my colleague from Massachusetts just mentioned, we absolutely have to get President Biden reelected.
We have to get President Joe Biden reelected. There's no other option for them. And so they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that happens. And that's what you're witnessing unfold in Arizona right now. Pay attention, America. They're hoping you're looking the other way, but you shouldn't be. All eyes should be on Arizona as they continue to interfere in our 2024 presidential elections. On April 23rd, Congressman Michael McCaul turned in his report regarding his stock portfolio and the purchase he's made. And, well, something caught our eye. According to his own admissions, he made two major purchases of Meta stock. Now, the reason why we focus on his stock portfolio is because, well, he has a history of being allegedly unethical with his stock purchases, and that's just something to keep in mind. Local media in Texas has accused him several times of making these unethical stock trades, and so he's one of my top 10 that I keep an eye on, of course. So it's important to know that as we go into this next one. So he, on two dates, made a very important purchase of, nonetheless, Meta. Meta, as you all probably know, is the company that owns both Instagram and Facebook. Now, he made these two purchases of Meta on March 1st and March 5th. In total, he spent about $750,000. Now, what happened 2 weeks later? A vote came to the House floor that passed, and that vote was about banning TikTok. Now, listen, as of right now, this has not been finalized, but it has passed in the House. Interesting enough, what happens if TikTok gets banned here in the US? Its competitors would probably likely see a boost. So it's interesting to see the congressman making this massive purchase just 2 weeks prior to a very big vote. Now, listen, we can't say he conducted insider trading, but we could say that something's off here. We probably should be paying attention to it. And again, like I told you, if you're looking for good financial advice, don't ask me. I'm not a financial expert. Just go to your favorite congressman or senator and take a look at what they're doing. Take a look at how their committee assignments kind of piece up with the kind of stocks that they're doing. And you'll notice there is a common theme here. So pay attention, America. These congressmen are not going to be held accountable. They're going to continue to do what they're doing. And, well, the only thing that you could really do to retaliate against it is just watch them and maybe mimic what they're doing. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. Now, you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to PatriotMobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Pro-Hamas protests have been making their way all across the country at all of our top colleges and universities. It's been quite the scene to see, but I've got to be honest with you folks, it's quite strange how all of these protests are now just suddenly popping up. We're talking about a war that started back on October 7th, and now everyone's focus for some reason are all of these protests that are popping up all across the country at all of these colleges and universities. And well, for me, I always think, what's the bigger story here? I don't trust anyone. I don't trust our media. I don't trust the people who are our elected officials telling us what's going on here. So what I'm seeing is a well-orchestrated distraction. Now, hear me out, okay? Before you guys yell at me like everyone did yesterday on Twitter, I do believe that you should be able to protest whatever you want to protest, as long as it's peaceful. You're allowed to protest. That's your right as an American. But I'm deeply concerned at everyone who's cheering on, saying that we need to stop these protests, we need to get police involved, and we're watching police, it looks like from the images, attack these protesters. And some of them are peaceful, so you have to give them that. Now, the reason why I am skeptical in all of this is, number one, I don't support Hamas, obviously. We should all declare that, because yesterday I was anti-Semite. But I want to drive home this point here. Why are police going on the college campuses and stopping peaceful protests? Universities and colleges, they all have their own police force. So why aren't they the ones going after all of this? Well, I've got to be honest with you. I don't understand why this is happening. I mean, I've asked this question, and for asking this question, I was told I was anti-Semitic. We're just throwing that word out here everywhere these days. But honestly, why are they getting involved? These universities and colleges invented and created these monsters. And let's be honest here, folks. They're not very intelligent. There was one reporter who was going around asking these college students why they were there, and it specifically has to do with the NYU protests that are going on right now. And so when one reporter asks a Columbia student, or an alleged Columbia student, why are you here? Well, this is what they said.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either. I came from
Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
Ah, look at our future. So bright. Well, good thing the other one has a face mask on, so you'll never be able to identify her. But they're being honest with you. They don't know why they're there. But who sent them there? Who told her to go to NYU? That's the key point we should be all talking about right now. Now, listen, again, I support your right for freedom of speech and freedom of protest. And I don't think police should be going there and breaking these things up. I think the colleges should have to deal with this because, well, they created the beast. We talk about this all the time. But why are we forcing law enforcement to get involved? Yes. They are making very hateful chants. They are saying death to America. They are threatening students. I constantly am hearing that on Twitter, and I get it. But then the colleges should be getting involved. The colleges should be suspending these individuals who are saying these things. They should be kicking them off campus. And that's when you call police, when they don't want to leave. But ultimately here, folks, a lot of these protesters are just ignorant. They don't know why they're there. They don't understand that this has been a holy war that's been going on for quite some time. They don't understand what the issue is here. They think that they're a part of some greater cause. And well, sadly, they are getting arrested for it. And I want to remind our audience that when they're getting arrested, they are making these pouty faces and they're making comparisons like this. It's not that, folks. It's not that. But again, they don't realize what happened. I mean, literally, they're talking about something that happened on October 7th. So it wasn't that long ago when Israel was literally invaded by terrorists and their women were dragged off and raped and slaughtered and their children were slaughtered and their men and elderly were slaughtered. And it was an awful attack, awful attack. But these protesters, they don't understand any of that. They don't get it. I mean, it's the most disturbing thing in the world. And I want to also drive home the point that, you guys, most of these students, and we're going to talk about it later with Alex Rosen, have no idea, these female students, that they would never survive in Gaza. I think if we had to do something, we should create a new study abroad program. Send them to Gaza. Send them to the Middle East. See how they like it. All of a sudden, these protests would dissipate completely. Because they're so spoiled, they don't even realize their rights that they have here in this country. But again, they have a right to peacefully protest. And if the college has any issues with it, the college needs to get involved. I also don't believe that we should be sitting here and saying, well, because they're making comments about Jewish students and they are making threats to them, that that's the reason why police didn't get involved too. They, again, have their own university police. They should be the ones handling it. And if you really don't like it, leave. I'm telling you guys, the power of money is insane. They will get involved once you pull the money. Once students start dropping out because of what's going on, once donors start pulling their money away, they will intervene. They'll be forced to. So it's very, very important that we recognize that. Now, again, this is a distraction. Because if you recall, just last weekend, Speaker Mike Johnson, who's supposedly a conservative, just pushed forward over $95 billion in foreign aid. It was disturbing to witness. It was a black eye on the speaker because yet again, he was caught kneeling to the left-wing extremists in his own caucus. I guess it would be our Congress and Joe Biden. Ultimately, folks, I'll also drive this point home too. He last week waived your Fourth Amendment rights, didn't stand for it. He actually voted against it. He pushed through FISA, warrantless FISA. So just to kind of shift the attention, wouldn't it be convenient if Speaker Mike Johnson got involved in these protests? It's a great deflection. Take a listen.
You're standing here right now on the steps of the Lowe Library. In this very building right behind us, Columbia University once awarded Winston Churchill an honorary degree, and it was Churchill who said, "It is manifestly right that Jews should have a national home where they may be reunited." We believe in that principle. And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students this simple truth. Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
Why is the speaker there? Doesn't make sense unless, of course, you are looking to deflect. And again, folks, he had himself a heck of a week last week, and he knows he's being bashed by the conservatives and by Americans because, well, he's given up our rights as Americans. And so this is a clear deflection. Now, what else could they be deflecting from, and then why the media is pushing this all into the rest of us? Well, earlier this week, Judge Cannon started releasing unredacted documents regarding Jack Smith, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, in President Trump's classified documents trial. And well, it has been completely disturbing what we've witnessed. We've had Julie Kelly on this show to detail everything. I've detailed what we found out so far. And it looks like what we've already figured, the Biden White House had its hands all over the National Archives and the prosecution of President Trump. And that's what they didn't want you to see. So again, when you're looking to deflect, you've got to create a bigger story. And that's what we're seeing here unfolding all across the country at all of our colleges and universities. Now, I want to remind you folks, Jack Smith's one job is to take Donald Trump to trial before the election. And that's Vanity Fair's headline. That was his job. And now it's all in jeopardy. They don't want you seeing that, of course. And it's not just that. What we talked about earlier in the show, you guys might recall the Arizona indictments. Many of you guys might recall these are just regular patriots who were looking to challenge the election back in 2020. Well, now they're all being indicted by their communist AG over in Arizona. It's disturbing. They don't want you to see it because, again, folks, the classified documents case is collapsing. The Fulton County case is collapsing. The case in Manhattan against President Trump has literally no legitimacy. That's collapsing. So they're bringing in another backup plan. They're hoping by indicting over 18 innocent Americans that they could get a couple of them to turn on the president of the United States. Maybe they'll say a couple of things that they can use against him in court because eventually they're going to want to prosecute him too, I'm sure. And well, that's just what they're all looking to do. They keep doing it in all different other states. But folks, I want to remind you all, this is a deflection. Whenever they're showing you something and they're hyper-focused on one thing that just randomly pops up, like these random protests all around the country, it's because there's something behind it they don't want you to see. So it's extremely important for you to pay attention. Don't fall for the emotional stuff. Because, well, remember this. 4 years ago, what were they doing right now in the corporate media? Well, they were trying to get you emotionally involved and dragged into the George Floyd killing. They wanted you because they wanted you to be upset about George Floyd. They wanted you to be emotionally involved. So they dragged you in. It was a big story because it was right before a major election. It caused a summer of love, endless violence, created hatred, division. Sadly, many officers lost their lives or were assaulted. And so they're looking to recreate that again. So before you get emotionally involved and start calling everyone an anti-Semite on Twitter, remember, folks, this is only meant to be divisive. Keep that in mind. Now, as we just discussed, all around the country, colleges are going wild these days for their pro-Hamas protests. And well, it's been quite interesting to watch it unravel, but there's very few who are willing to go into the fray and ask the hard-hitting questions. Our good friend over at Predator Poacher, though, Alex Rosen, is switching it up a bit. He did make his way yesterday to Rice University and the University of Houston. And well, he was asking just simple questions to a lot of these protesters who were looking to have just, I mean, strange, I guess the best way to phrase it is just strange ways of protesting what's going on right now in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. And joining us right now to discuss all of this is Alex Rosen himself. Alex, we appreciate you joining us because obviously you're very, very busy. When you're not catching predators, you are confronting college students about their idiocy. So we appreciate you taking a break from all of that to join us today.
Yeah, absolutely. On my off days, we do go to college campuses and cause trouble and a lot of heartache and pain for people that otherwise weren't bothering us. So, I mean, I just have fun with it.
Yeah, you might as well, because, I mean, listen, I remember when I was in college, I probably wasn't the smartest person in the world, but I was definitely a deep thinker and I would probably have never showed up to any of these protests because I'd be like, well, I mean, I remember what happened on October 7th. I probably should just stay out of this because I don't really know the background on all of it. But a lot of them are still getting involved in it and they're saying things just because they're catchy and they're being, you know, told by others to do so. Why do you think, before we play one of your clips of you confronting someone, why do you think these college kids are getting involved in these protests and being so vocal? Because I don't, well, you'll tell me actually, do you think a lot of them are well informed on the issue?
Well, they're not well informed, but the thing is, a lot of these college students are outcasts. They know that they're not, they don't really have too much going on in their life. Like, I know they're in college and this and that, but it's not really fulfilling because they know they're facing a lot of debt. They know they're facing a lot of uncertainty in the future. They're not the most social of people. They don't really have a lot of people skills. So when they see something like this, and it doesn't have to be Palestine, it could be BLM, it could be really anything. They feel a sense of belonging when they see basically fellow losers shilling for something. Like, they're like, oh, I can be a part of this. I feel wanted now. And that's the psychology behind it. That really is that. You could insert anything. It doesn't have to be Palestine, but that's what it is.
Yeah. And so you confronted actually one of them, which I found to be hilarious. So obviously, if you're a member of the Alphabet community and you are obviously a part of that community, you would not go to places like Gaza or really anywhere in the Middle East because, well, they don't think too highly of you and they're not protesting on your behalf either. But you confronted a biological man, potentially dressed up as a woman. These days, you never know. Yeah. Allegedly.
Right.
Let's play that clip because this had me cracking up. Take a listen.
Do you think you would like survive in Palestine, or do you think you'd be thrown off a rooftop being dressed like that?
Don't engage. Do not engage with us.
I mean, do you think that? And look, I don't even like Israel. I mean, don't get me wrong, but like, do you think that would probably fry in Palestine? Do you think that will?
Don't engage, Polly. Please don't say anything.
Polly.
Oh, your hearing's as bad as your hair loss. Now please step onto the sidewalk.
Oh my God, you're a little bit faffy. It's okay. I mean, at least my hair loss isn't as bad as your monetary loss for being in college for 4 years.
If you're listening to a healthcare worker, can you just please have like a little humility and like not do this?
Oh my God, it's so bad. It's so bad. Did he say that he was a healthcare worker?
No, so basically there was a healthcare worker speaking at that event. I didn't disturb that speech out of respect, but that guy in the tank top and the booty shorts, I don't have a better word for it. You know, I just straight up asked him, like, so what do you think would happen to you in Palestine? And this isn't me defending Israel. This is just me going after what they're supporting.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had no answer. And that's the thing. I think leftism and just whatever thought process, well, there's really none, but whatever they're told to think, they don't take into account self-preservation for themselves. And that's why, like, you see these white women just defending these, you know, these crazy black criminals, you know, wanting them to come out with no bail and all this stuff. It's the same type of thinking. It's like they out of virtue because that guy's never actually going to go to Palestine. So from a distance, he can just say, oh, I support this, I support that, without thinking like I'm supporting people that would take my head off if they saw me in person.
Yeah, well, that's the best part in all of this. And I want to put this meme up on the screen because this one is how I feel about this issue. Number one, I mean, I'm not really, I don't heavily swing either way, but I just know that me as a woman in the Middle East probably wouldn't go well in obviously Gaza. They would not like me too well. So this is what I envision in my head every time I hear females talking about supporting them because they don't support us. And there's just a list of crimes that they commit against their own women. And so it's always just like, the level of ignorance is just so mind blowing to me because you're literally cheering on your own demise. If that ever were to come here to the United States, all the freedoms we know as women would go away. I mean, things just even like, and I'm watching a lot of these protests right at Columbia University. They're like dancing, enjoying music. Like in Afghanistan, the Taliban doesn't let these women or anyone listen to music. You could actually be killed for doing so. You can't dance. You don't get to enjoy those types of freedoms. And they just don't get it, Alex. It's just so mind blowing to me.
One year they're part of the Free the Nipple movement. The next year they're part of the Palestinian Liberation.
It's like, it's so ass backwards and it's hilarious at the same time, but it's also really depressing because I'm like, gosh, can these people really, like, do we raise the voting age in this country? Do we just repeal the 19th Amendment? Like, how do we fix this so we can save our country? It's a toss-up.
Yeah, you know, I've had this debate with my girlfriend and, you know, I understand. Like, I'm like, babe, look, you yourself, I trust you to vote, but you got to take one for the team here and understand that most people of your ilk probably shouldn't be voting. The same way I think, you know, I'm 24 now, but I don't think most 24-year-olds should vote. I'd happily not vote if it means the rest of my people don't vote. So, I mean, you just got to be a little bit less selfish and just more just kind of think about the greater good here with that, truly.
I know. Well, when I was in my early 20s, I wasn't exactly the smartest. And it wasn't until I hit my mid 20s that I kind of figure out life. I'm still figuring it out to this day. So I don't know, maybe early 30s. I don't know. But then you have the other issue too, right? Yeah. They get drafted, they could send you off to war at 18. So it's like, should those people have a say in it? Probably. Maybe if you are in the military, you should be the one to get exempt.
Exactly. I think that should be the exception. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. It's a toss up. But, you know, listen, when you're not being, you know, who you are, Alex, and confronting these fools, you are taking down some of the worst people in society, those people being predators. And of course, many of our audience knows that you over at Predator Poacher. But I wanted to talk about Larry Hickman, because you just recently posted an update. Now, back in 2023, you guys did catch up with Larry Hickman. Apparently, according to you guys, he was preparing to allegedly kidnap and rape a 14-year-old girl, if I have that right. Using handcuffs and plan to film it all. So you guys caught up with him. But Larry has been very busy these days. And since then, he is now accused of making pipe bombs. Take a listen.
"52-year-old Lawrence Hickman is being held in the Benton County Jail on 6 counts of being in possession of explosive material. Authorities arrested him in Pacific County, Washington. A Bella Vista arrest affidavit shows that officers first arrived at a home that Hickman owned on December 9th. They say a woman who was living in that home and wanted to buy it found a bottle of chloroform in a dresser drawer. And a friend who was in the house when officers arrived found a plastic bag full of 6 pipe bombs. Officers say they evacuated the home and others nearby and deactivated the bombs."
All right, Alex. So why isn't this man, why is he back on the street and able to do this? Because it just seems like, you know, when you sit there and you're planning to rape and kidnap women or girls, that should be a red flag for them to lock you up and throw you away.
Yeah. So Potter County, where we caught him, where Amarillo, Texas is, that's one of our favorite places to do catches. They're great to us. So they did arrest him that night we caught him. But the only thing is they gave him $100,000 bail and he made it. So, you know, he went back to Arkansas, where he's from, and he actually got caught with the pipe bombs, tried to escape the country because of trial coming up in Potter County. It's the only thing is, like, Amarillo moves kind of slow with the cases, so it kind of could take over a year, which is the case with our other guys there, too.
Yeah, it's discouraging. But speaking of moving slow, you had a brush up with Kansas City Police, and I want to talk about that because I tried reaching out for comment, and I got comment back from them, but it was very vague. But ultimately, you know, you did call police to make an arrest regarding a pedophile alleged pedophile that you guys caught up with, and they didn't arrest this individual. So tell us a little bit about it, and then give us an update on what's going on as the investigation's unfolding.
Yeah, so this guy, he was going after who he thought was a 13-year-old boy. He just got out of prison, just I think a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, just got out of prison a year ago. He was in there for 10 years for child pornography, did 10 years of a 13-year sentence. So he's on parole. And of course, he's there. You know, sex offenders never stop doing this. So he's back doing the same thing. He sent a penis picture to who he thought was our decoy. And we confront him in person. He admits to possessing child pornography again, as young as what he said, diaper age. And, you know, we thought this is an easy arrest. He's on parole. We have the messages. He has his phone with him. He admits in front of the cops it's on his phone. And that cop right there pulls me over to the side and he's like, you were acting as the agent of the state, so we can't do anything, which is total horse crap because we weren't acting as the agent of the state. We just saw a crime being committed and we reported it to the cops, similar to if we filmed a robbery happening. So that's very discouraging, especially being that this guy's on parole. And the thing is, too, in Missouri, we have convictions in Pulaski County. We have a lot of arrests in St. Louis County, even St. Louis County. Yeah, you heard that right. St. Louis. So Missouri does their job for the most part, but Kansas City just somehow can't get it together. So we turn in the evidence the next day after causing a scene on Twitter, and we hope they do their job.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because you haven't heard back. I haven't heard back. I mean, the last I heard back was from a PIO who's like their media contact, and she did let me know that I was under investigation, and then I haven't heard anything since then. It sounds like though somebody who is reoffending should be quickly swept away and put back into jail. So it's pretty alarming that Kansas City police are just kind of taking their time with this one. But we appreciate everything that you do, Alex. I know that it's not easy and it's a bit infuriating when you see things like this pop up. But if it wasn't for predator poachers, we'd have more predators on the streets and we don't want them there. So thank you for everything you're doing. I know you're on the road, so we'll let you go. But Alex, thank you for joining us. And for our audience, I want to remind you guys, head over to his Locals page. That's the best way to support him. We have that link right there. It's also in the description, so it's an easy click for you guys to head over to his page as well. Alex, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And stay safe.
Appreciate you always. Take care.
And if you enjoyed that interview, make sure you hit that subscribe button right now. And since we're a relatively new show as well, make sure you support us by giving us a 5-star review. If you're listening on any of the podcasting platforms or if you're watching on Rumble or on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button right now. And we love to hear from you. So make sure you leave us a comment as well and let us know how we're doing. And if you're looking to support our show, because we are an independent program, you could do so over at SupportBree. That's SupportBree.com. You could make a one-time donation or you could become a monthly donor. We greatly appreciate whatever you could give to our show. We don't have any big sponsors like Big Pharma or anything. So we definitely appreciate what you can give. So again, folks, that's supportbree.com. We'll be right back.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at RedemptionShield.com and get grounded and shielded. RedemptionShield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
The Supreme Court heard opening arguments today in that immunity challenge that's going on right now with President Donald J. Trump. Now, many of you guys know the president believes, and the rest of us too, honestly agree with him, that he should have presidential immunity and shouldn't be prosecuted because, well, he's the president of the United States. And that's what most of us deem as his rights. And it's interesting because, well, what would our country be like if we could actually prosecute presidents for their actions in office? It's really a question that many of us should be asking. And Justice Brett Kavanaugh did just that today when he was grilling, obviously, the DOJ about the potential prosecution of President Barack Obama. Take a listen.
How about President Obama's drone strikes?
So the Office of Legal Counsel looked at this very carefully and determined that, number one, the federal murder statute does apply to the executive branch. The president wasn't personally carrying out the strike, but the aiding and abetting laws are broad. And it determined that a public authority exception that's built into statutes and that applied particularly to the murder statute, because it talks about unlawful killing, did not apply to the drone strike. So this is actually the way that the system should function. The Department of Justice takes criminal law very seriously. It runs it through the analysis very carefully with established principles. It documents them. It explains them. And then the president can go forward in accordance with it. And there is no risk of prosecution for that course of activity.
Thank you for your...
Oh, the DOJ takes this very, very seriously. Well, that's refreshing to hear, of course. That was a bunch of lies. And why does he sound like a female, by the way, the DOJ special counsel? Anyways, the rest of it went on to being quite interesting as well. So let's continue to highlight a couple of key points during today's opening hearing. Justice Neil Gorsuch made a really important point when he asked whether or not a president could pardon himself to avoid being prosecuted by the new administration. Take a listen.
What would happen if presidents were under fear that their successors would criminally prosecute them for their acts in office, whether they're engaged in drone strike, all the hypotheticals. I'm not going to go through them. It seems to me like one of the incentives that might be created is for presidents to try to pardon themselves. Do you have any thoughts about that?
That is, I didn't think of that until Your Honor asked it. That is certainly one incentive that might be creative. What we think is most important.
We've never answered whether a president can do that. Happily, it's never been presented to us.
And if the doctrine of immunity remains in place, that's likely to remain the case for those very issues. As Fitzgerald, I think, very powerfully emphasized, the real concern here is there going to be bold and fearless action? Is the president going to have to make a controversial decision where his political opponents are going to come after him the minute he leaves office? Is that going to unduly deter? Is that going to dampen the ardor of that president to do what our constitutional structure demands of him or her, which is bold and fearless action in the face of controversy?
And perhaps if he feels he has to, he'll pardon himself every 4 years from now on.
But that, as the court pointed out, wouldn't provide the security because the legality of that is something that's never been addressed.
It's an interesting argument to bring up, I have to say. We've never had to look at that before because, well, we haven't seen an administration quite like this one that goes after their opponents by using the courts and using the prosecutors to manipulate law to go after the person who's looking to replace them. I mean, it's the most obscene thing that we've seen this far by our DOJ, but it's not surprising, of course. They hate President Trump and they're looking to do whatever they can to go after him. But what would that mean for the new administration stepping in and prosecuting their opponent? Well, keep in mind, folks, if there's no such thing as presidential immunity, that means Joe Biden himself, when he steps out of the White House, could be prosecuted. Now, what would that do? That would create a really toxic environment because, well, Joe Biden has committed crimes. There's no doubt there. So let's say President Trump takes over and then President Trump decides to go after him. Well, again, he wouldn't want that happening. So he'd likely do things that are extremely radical to make sure he does not lose his reelection because he cannot risk being prosecuted. And then it creates this toxic environment where likely President Joe Biden would have to either cheat or steal an election to make sure he is not prosecuted next by the new DOJ. And yes, it is nothing we'd want to be a part of because, well, we love democracy. But them on the left, those folks, they don't love democracy. And I wanted to highlight this other clip because, well, it came from Justice Samuel Alito. And he's asking, again, folks, the incumbent president knows he may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent. What would that do? Take a listen.
I'm sure you would agree with me that a stable democratic society requires that a candidate who loses an election, even a close one, even a hotly contested one, leave office peacefully if that candidate is the incumbent.
Of course.
All right. Now, if an incumbent who loses a very close, hotly contested election knows that a real possibility after leaving office is not that the president is going to be able to go off into a peaceful retirement, but that the president may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent, will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy. And we can look around the world and find countries where we have seen this process, where the loser gets thrown in jail.
So I think it's exactly the opposite, Justice Alito. There are lawful mechanisms to contest the results in an election. And outside the record, but I think of public knowledge, petitioner and his allies filed dozens of electoral challenges. And my understanding is lost all but one that was not outcome determinative in any respect. There were judges that said in order to sustain substantial claims of fraud that would overturn an election result that's certified by a state, you need evidence, you need proof. And none of those things were manifested.
He's pointing his finger at the corrupt courts that refuse to hear President Trump's arguments regarding the election fraud that did take place around our country. And so it's just very, very interesting hearing him make that kind of rebuttal. Because realistically here, folks, what would happen if we just allowed this to take place? If the former administration was always at risk of being prosecuted by the current administration, we wouldn't have the democracy we have today. And that's just the reality here. So I know everyone right now in President Joe Biden's office is really nervous and probably hopeful, or hoping, I should say, that Trump does win this presidential immunity case in the Supreme Court. Because, well, if he doesn't, they're on the chopping block next. During the pandemic, there was a massive disinformation campaign that was being led against ivermectin. And it was bizarre because, well, it was government officials and politicians, and they were not in favor of ivermectin being used on humans. But it hasn't stopped and it hasn't ended. Sadly, we still have members of Congress currently, right now, thinking that ivermectin is not used on humans. And don't just take my word for it. Listen to Congressman Jamie Raskin, who had to be corrected because he was saying that it's only used for horses. Take a listen.
Let's start with ivermectin, which I believe is an animal deworming agent that some people were advocating for use to treat COVID-19. Has this been approved as a form of treatment or a cure for COVID-19?
No, it has not, if I may. I should also point out it also has benefit for humans with worms, which is a huge problem in Asia. So it actually won a Nobel Prize, because it's an amazing drug, both for animals and humans who have worms.
And it did, in fact, win a Nobel Peace Prize, and, well, because it has great, great benefits for humans. And again, folks, it wasn't just members of Congress. It was also the FDA pushing false information. Now, the FDA, because there's been a lawsuit involved in all of this, the FDA just recently was told by the courts that they had to yank down a disinformation tweet, one of the most famous ones, actually, regarding ivermectin use. You guys might remember this one. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Well, a court told them they had to remove that, which is disappointing because, again, folks, this is the FDA. So this is supposed to be people we could strongly rely on. So I want to bring in a doctor who's very familiar with all the benefits regarding ivermectin. Let's bring in Dr. Syed Haider. He is one of the founders over at mygotodoc.com. Dr. Haider, thank you for joining us. You know, you have been so instrumental for me when it comes to just learning more about ivermectin and how it could benefit humans and what we could use it for. And so I'm really excited to have this segment with you and discuss all of this. I know that you have, you know, we spoke about this prior, but you've spoken to me about how it could be used to treat COVID, long COVID, and as well as cancer and other issues that people might have. So detail that for us and how you could push back on this disinformation campaign that's coming out from our federal government.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really glad to be on with you because I've probably used more ivermectin in more people than anyone else in the United States. And as that earlier clip was suggesting, it's used a lot overseas for, you know, deworming human beings as well as animals. In the U.S., it's barely used at all. We usually use it for scabies. But nowadays, what we learned, actually, one of the silver linings of the pandemic was that a lot of people realized that ivermectin is like this miracle drug that's useful for so many things. It's not just prevention and treatment of COVID. It's, like you said, long COVID, also vaccine injury, actually. It's one of the best treatments for vaccine injury. Cancer, autoimmune disease, mold toxicity. I mean, I found it really effective for a lot of inflammatory chronic diseases. So the greatest thing about it is there's basically no downside risk. It's the safest drug I can think of in the formulary amongst all the medications in the world. It's one of the absolute safest. I have never seen a serious side effect from ivermectin. I mean, like a little bit of dizziness or something is the worst that it gets, and then it wears off a few days after stopping. And it doesn't even require you to stop taking it. So, you know, people will recommend you monitor liver function and stuff. Again, it's never caused liver failure, ever. Sometimes you'll see liver enzymes go up. It's not a problem. Doesn't mean you have to stop taking ivermectin. So very safe, very effective, and definitely worth trying if you have a chronic disease, probably of almost any kind. It may be helpful, but definitely if it's got anything to do with spike protein, if there's any kind of cancer involved, and if it's an autoimmune disease, this would be one of the first things to try.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you're saying it could be useful for those who have cancer. How does that work necessarily?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I've published blogs on this. And so it has some effects. I think it was the P53 tumor suppressor gene. So it has anti-inflammatory effects. It has anti-cancer effects. So there's multiple anti-cancer effects, and we don't fully understand why it works. Mm-hmm. But with cancer, generally speaking, what you would want to do is you would want to have a multi-pronged approach, because if you can kill like 99% of cancer, and ivermectin would probably kill 99% of most cancer cells, but if there's 1% remaining that are resistant to the effects of ivermectin, then those will become your entire cancer. Then you'll have a 100%, you know, of the tumor will be actually resistant to ivermectin. So when you're treating something as dangerous as cancer, you need to understand that it will evolve to evade your treatments. So ivermectin definitely is a key part of cancer treatment. You could add fenbendazole, you can add a lot of other things to it as well. There's a whole lot of actually off-label cancer treatments, which gets to another point from that clip of yours, that like just because it's not approved for cancer doesn't mean you can't use it for cancer. You can use it off-label for whatever you want in the United States of America. You know, physicians do this all the time. Most of the stuff that we prescribe day-to-day in any clinic in America, mainstream or non-mainstream, is going to be for an off-label indication. The FDA did not specifically approve it for that indication.
Yeah, I remember when the pandemic first happened, I was working at a corporate media outlet, and we had a doctor talking about ivermectin. And this was prior, before I even knew about your services. And I had reached out to him when I did test positive. And I'm somebody who has asthma. And then whenever I get sick, I usually need a nebulizer or go to the emergency room. After getting COVID, I literally am taking ivermectin. I had no symptoms after that. So for my firsthand experience, I know that this worked for me. And I was so discouraged to see so many people just coming out and saying, no, don't take that, don't use that, because I think it would have had great benefits for so many Americans across the country. But I mean, you offer great services, and I kind of wanted to direct our audience to that, because I think it's so important for them to have options, because so many people will kind of shoo you away. I know a lot of the big pharmaceutical companies, they don't want you taking this because it is not as expensive. I wanted to get my ivermectin filled at a Walgreens by me, and I was turned down when I tried doing so. So your services are my go-to doc.com. Give people some options, and then all the ways you just kind of detailed it, it gives them the ivermectin to be used as a tool to treat those issues. So kind of walk us through the services you offer right now on your website.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing before we do that, I just should mention that it actually has antiviral effects for a broad range of viruses, not just COVID-19. So you can actually use it for the flu as well. So this actually in FLCCC and other, you know, non-mainstream protocols for flu, including avian influenza. So it's something to have on hand really for anything that they might throw at us. But in terms of what we offer at My Go-To Doc, really people should take a look, because there is something there for everyone, and we will beat anyone's price. So a lot of places that offer these off-label medication protocols, they're actually making money on the medicine itself. And so they'll direct you to a pharmacy that kind of is giving them a kickback. We don't do any of that. So we're able to offer ivermectin at much lower prices. And people will go to places like India and China and Mexico trying to get like cheaper drugs, or like they'll get animal drugs from like the animal supply store. Like, we're cheaper than all of those options. Like, there's no reason. You can get it from an American compounding pharmacy through us. And the other thing that people worry about is that compounding pharmacies aren't allowed to put they have to put like a 1-year expiration date on all their stuff. And it's just like a rule from the FDA that every batch, if it's not tested for like 2 years or 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, you can't say, like, you have to put a 1-year, 6-month or 1-year expiration date as a rule. But the US government actually tested medications in order to save money for the army so they didn't have to keep buying new medications. And they found out that like medications that are dry, like powders or capsules or tablets, they last like 20 years plus without like serious like diminishment of their potency. So there's really no concern. You can get it for much cheaper. We also offer free registration if you just want to like ask questions. You can actually register for free and ask as many questions as you want for the rest of your life. And then we have med kits, you know, available for travel and all kinds of like emergency med kits that are really popular as well. As well as if you have a vaccine injury or you have long COVID, we can definitely take care of that. There's protocols based around ivermectin and low-dose naltrexone primarily that are super effective. Like 90-95% of people, all they really need is to take ivermectin for like a few months and they get over all these spike protein toxicity problems, whether it's from a shot or from long COVID.
That's incredible, though. And folks, right now, when you go over to my go2to.doc.com, you guys could also secure 10% off by using the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. It's definitely a great added bonus that I'd highly recommend you do. Why not save some money while you're there? But, you know, you mentioned the vaccine injured. I mean, sadly, we've all got family who are dealing with that. I know I've got a couple of family members on my side, unfortunately. You mentioned that ivermectin is used. How does that work? And then are there any other treatments that you guys do offer as well to pair up with that ivermectin?
Yeah, so if you go to my go-to stack, which is kind of an affiliated site of mine where we have supplements, you'll find a detox supplement that has natokinase, serrapeptase, bromelain. So these different compounds are really effective for detoxing of the spike protein. Mm-hmm. And you combine that with the herbal supplement that we have that has curcumin, nigella sativa, dandelion in it. And this is kind of like Peter McCullough's kind of base spike detox protocol, but like super boosted. And it has to be in two separate supplements because the curcumin that's in his protocol has to be taken with food. And then the natokinase and the bromelain are supposed to be taken without food. So they have to be split into two. And then we added some synergistic stuff. So that's a great approach for detoxing. And then medication wise, you want to be on ivermectin, low dose naltrexone, and you titrate up the doses over the course of a few weeks. And what we found is some people do great on like 12 milligrams or less. And other people need like 30, 40, 50 milligrams of ivermectin. And this is where a lot of other people kind of drop the ball. You go to some of these other places, they just don't give you enough ivermectin. They'll give you like, you know, just a few capsules, enough for a couple of weeks or something, whether it's for treatment or prevention or for long COVID or vaccine injury, they're just not using enough ivermectin. So when it's not working, it's usually because you didn't use the right dose and you didn't, you know that you had to increase the dose. And we give you a protocol for gradually increasing over time. We like to help people do it in a comprehensive way. So we'll give you directions for like lifestyle changes, things like intermittent fasting, you know, sun exposure, sleeping properly, eating differently, you know, an anti-inflammatory, maybe an autoimmune paleo diet, like an elimination diet, and then supplement protocols and then medications. So it's like a three-pronged approach where you're covering all your bases. And some people, like, they don't want to use medications, right? So it's fine. We've got you covered. You can take supplements. You can do lifestyle stuff. And you will get better if you commit to it, right? It's just a matter of how committed you are. And other people kind of lean away from the lifestyle. They just want to use medications. And that's fine, too. You know, wherever you're at, we'll meet you. We'll meet you there.
Yeah. Well, I like all these options. Plus, you also have a weight loss program. So I would just want to recommend to our audience to head over to the website. Give it a look for yourself. It's mygotodoc.com. And then when you use the promo code BREE, that's B-R-E, you're going to get 10% off. So you got to use that promo code, especially nowadays. Everyone can use a little savings these days. So again, guys, it's promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. Dr. Heider, thank you so much for joining us today. This was so insightful and I learned so much from you. So thank you. Mother's Day is just about 17 days away. So it's coming up quick right now on the calendar, folks. So if your case, you're kind of just bouncing around some ideas, you know when to get your mom, I've got a suggestion that you might really like. It's an all natural skincare product that I use myself every day. I use this stuff all the time and it's incredible. And you guys have to just listen to this because it's amazing. It's an amazing product called Givaderm. I've been using it for, I think, about 4 or 5 months now. And it's completely transformed my skin. I've used things in the past. They haven't always gone over well. But this has been just the all-natural solution for me. And joining us, obviously, for this Mother's Day edition is a mother-daughter duo. Joining us right now is Deborah and Juliana Grimness.
Hello.
Thank you, ladies, for joining.
Hello.
I'm so happy
Thank
to have you.
Thank you.
So fun.
So
we
good to
it.
See you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you ladies about this because,
Thank
well,
you.
I love skincare. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. I find myself talking about this quite often, honestly, besides politics. And so this is something I'm passionate about because, listen, a lot of the times we get these like super pricey skincare products and they're never really that good. I'm not really a fan of them. Yes. But then I tried your products. And before we even kind of spoke, I just tried it. I was like, let me see if I like it. And I did the five step system that you guys have. It yes. is amazing. It's Thank the facial you. Edition.
Yes.
And I know since Mother's Day is a few days product. Away. Yes. Yeah, since Mother's Day is a few days away, you yes. guys have a great deal. I'll let you guys take it away from there and just talk about this facial edition because I think it's incredible.
Thank you, Rihanna. You want to go for it?
I do want to go for it. So we're super excited about our five-step system. It is undoubtedly our bestseller. And Mom has said so many times, like, we didn't endeavor to actually come up with a five-step system. But as we were formulating these products and figuring them all out, we found out that they are good on their own, but they're better together. And so we have come up with a five-step facial edition system. It's like a five-course meal for your face. Really quickly, it's going to do anything from cleanse to hydrate, to moisturize, repair. It's all targeted toward repair, and it's packed with anti-inflammatory properties that are going to really help sort of unburden the body, if you will, unburden your skin of things that have been inflammatory or possible endocrine disruptors. And so there are zero endocrine disruptors in our products, which means that there's nothing that's going to adjust or cause harm to your hormone balance. And that's a really big deal because the majority of skincare out there has some form of endocrine disruptors, including preservatives. You can have something that's completely organic and then have some awful preservative in there that will just end up tainting the entire product, but we don't. Even our preservatives are probiotic based, and we also have a specific preservative called rowan berry extract, and that actually literally has an anti-carcinogenic quality to it. So there's really no empty spaces in our products, and we have no space for fillers, if you will, because it's all extremely active to help really foster that incredible healthy glow in your skin. And we currently have a promo where we're launching it tonight, and it is a free mask with any purchase of a facial edition system. We do ask that you use not only code Brianna, because we have a specific code for her to get for you guys to get 10% off, but also use code Mom. You need those two promo codes to really get the maximum,
to get your free mask.
A really big discount because it's already on sale as well. Yeah. It's $2.99. And so being able to save 10% off that plus a free mask, you just really can't go wrong. So it's a beautiful opportunity to try our products.
Also, this lasts about 2 months at a minimum. Some people have been able to get 3 months out of it. So that's another factor.
Can I talk a little bit about our mask real quick?
Yes, you can. Please do. Okay. I'm very excited about this.
It's such a good product.
We get a ton of questions about our mask, and it's one of my favorites because it actually has the highest level of naturally occurring retinol. Okay. It's like one of our power packed products. And what it is actually a clay based mask that is full of anything from asparagus tips to papaya to our clay blend. And what you'll do is you'll just put it on your face, light coat for once a week for 2 weeks, and then bump it up to twice a week. And you'll let that fully dry. When you go to take it off, you're actually going to be red. Red is actually welcomed. It's welcome circulation, collagen production, all of that. It's kind of like leaving a facial. If you're not red, what actually happened? You know what I mean? Yeah. So you do actually want
tighten as well.
Yeah, you do actually want a response from this. And what that's going to do is it's actually going to help clear out the pores from anything that you've used previously. And that in turn is going to allow your skin to be super open and ready to receive these steps from the facial edition system. So I'd be happy to go through each step if you'd like me to, but I just really wanted you guys to know about the mask because it is such an incredible product. Again, the equivalent of like a light laser or microderm treatment. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful resurfacing. Product.
It is a beautiful product.
It is. And honestly, I've used that one and I do feel like I'm coming out of a facial when I use it. My skin is extremely
right.
Yeah. Cause I normally get clogged pores all across my face on this side. Mm-hmm. And honestly, every time I put it on and I wipe it off, they're all gone. And that's the best part about it. And it's only kind of something you could describe to somebody who's actually tried it before, but your skin does feel extremely soft after you've taken it off. And it's an incredible, I don't know, it's kind of an addictive feeling, I feel like, because your skin feels super tight too.
Right. Exactly.
It just feels great. I love it.
It's real. So it's real. Yeah.
And I'm loving the fact that first off, it's, you guys have paired this together in a great five-step system. You've also put it on sale, but now you're giving our audience the free, the face mask as well, which is an incredible deal. I don't think we've ever even had a deal that comes close to that. So this is the best deal that we've had so far. So to remind our audience, you're going to use the promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A to secure the 10% off. And then you're also going to use the one mom, M-O-M, obviously everyone doesn't spell that. And then you'll get the free face mask. Ladies, I want to talk, because that's not going to last forever. Obviously that's going to expire soon. Yeah. So you got to move on this one. Now you mentioned, Juliana, that you're going to talk about the five step system. Let's talk about that, because it's so easy to do and I use it now and I'm loving it.
Yeah, absolutely. So people say, some people are like, five steps, I can't wait. And then some people are like, five steps, how long does that take? And so, and it's understandable either way, because some people really want that, you know, that feel of pampering themselves. You can do these steps in under 2 minutes twice a day, or you can take as long as you want to, and you can make it feel more like a spa for yourself. So I'll just run through them real quick. So our clay cleanser is, it's got peppermint leaf extract, which goes to work opening the pores. And then our clay goes to work acting like a magnet, pulling out all the toxins and impurities in the skin. It's an absolutely beautiful product. People are literally shocked when I do demos on their hands in person.
That's amazing.
Literally the redness is gone. They have a glow and they're just like, what even happened? That's just step one.
Just after the cleanser.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So then we've got vitamin C serum. Most of you all are probably familiar with vitamin C, but it's packed full of collagen producing properties. Ours is 20% liposomed nano vitamin C. So that means it is just absolutely ready to be 100% absorbed into your skin. Like it is just absolutely ready. As soon as it hits your skin, it's in your bloodstream. Okay. It's incredible. And so, that's one of, and I do believe we've actually put it to the test against some seriously huge brands, and it has won out every time on that apple slice test. Okay. And so there's that. And then we've got Uplift, which is step number three. I don't know if you've heard of phytoceramides or not, but phytoceramides are very much like grout is to tile. Think like it's going to go in and fill in and repair any broken fibers. It's also, it's like our facelift in a bottle. Smells like a smoothie. It's beautiful. It's a very light moisturizer, but it's also packed full of repairing properties. So then you're going to come back with step four, which is bamboo mist. Bamboo mist is super high in naturally occurring silica, not silicone, silica. So think firming, toning, little bit of plumping as well, but it's married to Uplift. So it's going to just come in and continue to activate Uplift. So they're just like a really synergistic duo there. And then step number five, last but not least, is one of our, it is our flagship moisturizer for the face, and people are using it on certain aspects of their bodies, but it has turmeric, saffron, bioperine. It also has frankincense, but it also has one of our favorite ingredients that we like to talk about. It's called Kagilia. Kagilia is from the African sausage tree, and it is actually used in multiple countries to heal anything from eczema to leprosy. So the repairing properties that are kind of embedded in this beautiful product is just off the charts. So people are finding massive healing from anything from sunburns to
putting it on your lips.
Yeah, you can do like a lip mask.
Like a mask.
It's really, awesome. Really heavy, kind of like a got milk type kind of level, right? Yeah. Just put it all over your lips and you can sleep in that. And it's just incredible, the results. Yeah, I don't do that every day, but I'll do it even like once or twice a week, even if needed. It's incredible. So that is step one through five. That's why I call it like a five-course meal for your face, because it hits on all sides. And truly, that mask, in addition to this, is going to be incredible, because even if you've used organic ingredients, even if you've used organic oil-based products before using ours, it can still occlude and clog the pores. And so what you need to do is you need to come back with that mask, pull it out, pull so that your pores are free, clear, and they're able to breathe. And then they can breathe in the nutrients from that five-step system. So it is like, this is
it's like feeding your face.
It's undoubtedly our number one bestseller. Yeah. Like the facial edition is just second to none.
Yeah. I was, whenever we were introducing it, I was apologetic. I know, I'm so sorry. It's five whole steps. And one farmer, you would think farmer, he's wonderful into regenerative agriculture. I said, I'm sorry, I know it's five whole steps. And he said, hold up. He said, I use that. I use it every day, and it is my self-care. It is my time. And I'm like, whoa,
yeah,
Whoa, yeah. That's a very good perspective, well, because it does take about 2 minutes at most, but it is time that we all need to try to care for ourselves.
So, and it's actually, it's extremely high praise, because he's not just your average regenerative farmer.
No, he's
actually helps with the formulations for Jordan Rubin. Yeah. And so he won't put anything on his skin that is not 100% natural. So it was just, it really,
so we're very honored that he loves really our product too.
Super sweet. So.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Honestly, it really doesn't take long. I mean, the mist is just quick spray, and then you just give it a second to dry, and then you're good to go.
That's right.
Move on.
You're good to go. That's right.
Yeah, so it's not anything that's tedious. And then again, your skin feels amazing at the end of it. So it feels like if you don't do it, you're really missing out. And I can't go to sleep if I don't do it. So
yay.
Once you start doing it, you figure it out.
You do.
Well, I
you
mean,
do.
Look at your face. Like
you're
a fantastic advertisement
yes,
for our products.
Yes,
okay. that's incredible. So, but yeah, and I don't know if you want me to touch a little bit on the body, on our body care. Like, I'm happy to do that as well, because I just think that's another great option. It's our body addition system. It has three different things in it. And actually we have four total products for body. We have our body addition system. It has our scrub. It's called Scrub Your Ash Off Scrub. And it's a body scrub, not for the face, but for the body. And it's beautiful. It's a detoxifier. It has our clay in it. But it is so moisturizing. By the time you get out of the shower, you really typically don't need lotion. And so it's an incredible thing. One of our ladies had a neurological issue with her feet. She said she used it on her feet once, and that pain went away. So it's actually a type of detoxifier, legitimately. But it's a beautiful polisher. It'll give you that golden glow.
Good for pre-events, especially during the summer with your sundresses on.
Yeah.
And get that glow going.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we have our lotion. Our lotion is, if people say, well, what is your absolute 100% flagship, can't live without it product? I'm like, I hate that question, but it's real. It's real that it's probably the lotion.
Yeah.
Packed full of super healing properties, hand flayed aloe, again, turmeric, saffron, bioperine, organic raw honey, organic jojoba oil. People are using this to heal burns, and I'm talking serious burns. And just incredible product, but that comes in the body edition as well. And as well as our, we call it the bar soap. And our bar soap is a beautiful, deeply cleansing, detoxifying experience. It's packed full of deodorizing and antibacterial properties. It's got saponified coconut, olive oil, and castor oil in it. Again, our proprietary clay blend as well. And so it's just, and it gets this exquisite lather. Like you really feel clean.
It has lemongrass in it as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful product. So that is currently on sale as well for $85. So you're essentially getting the bar soap for free, which is a crazy deal. And then we also have maybe you should talk about the deodorant, Brianna. We all know that you love it. I know.
I am very passionate about the deodorant, guys. So if you haven't heard me bragging about this deodorant, it's incredible. It's natural, which is so important, especially for women. We all get a little concerned about breast cancers. And a lot of these deodorants do carry chemicals in them that are toxic. And it's sad that we have to mention that, but they are in your products. This is an all natural solution. Mm-hmm. Now, we joke because I've tried the natural ones before, and they either don't smell good or they leave like a residue that you just don't want on you, but this doesn't do either.
That's true.
And that's the best part about it. And I at first was like a little, I was like, oh, let me try it first before I talk to you two ladies.
Yes.
And I tried it before we spoke, and I was literally on the phone with a couple of people. And then I also bragged to Stacey Whited. I was like, Stacey, this is a really good deodorant. I mean, literally you don't see anything. It doesn't smell bad. It smells really good, and it dries super fast. And I think if you're gonna try stuff out on the website, guys, you have to throw that deodorant in your shopping cart too, because that one's a game changer for sure. And the bottle lasts a while too. It's very just quick. I think I maybe do like two pumps and then that's it. And it's lasted me at least 3 months for sure.
Yeah. It is wild.
It's a very good product.
It is a wild product. It's almost like a total body spray, because I've actually gotten to the point where I'm like, I've been running around whatever and I have to freshen up for a meeting, and literally I'll just kind of like spray. I'll just kind of just like spray, just, you know, and it's like, just, I just need to feel like at least
refreshed.
From here up, I'm not like so haggard and feel, you know, and it's literally, we could almost call it like a shower in a bottle. And so it's beautiful. And actually, several people have said that they spray their shoes and they spray their feet.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that is brilliant. I actually told a customer, about that. And she said, I tried it. She literally emailed me. She goes, I tried it. It's amazing. I love it. It's incredible. And so anyway, especially for, you know, any of you moms out there that may or may not have like adolescent teenage boys that you want to help the, the gym bag out to. And and it doesn't like, it doesn't have those toxic endocrine disruptors like some of the major, I almost threw out brands, but some of the major brands that, you know, smell like a walking cloud of cologne, then this is definitely, this is definitely your option. Yes. So for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part too, is my mom is actually very sensitive to smell. And so I can't like wear anything that's heavily, gives off that perfume smell around her, or she'll get migraines and she doesn't want to be around me.
Yes. And yes.
When I don't want my mom rejecting me, I have to wear something light. Something
that's totally great.
Does it. I love it. She loves it too. Yeah. It's awesome. So funny. So again, guys, I mean, we're literally just a few days away from Mother's Day. You've got to plan ahead, obviously. This is the perfect gift. And the best part is you know, we've been working with you guys for quite some time now in all of this and promoted your products. And I noticed our audience is continuing to go back after they run out and they're buying more. So I know that everyone, our audience is extremely happy about your products and they really haven't had any for us, which is incredible. But I know like the deodorant, I see people still, you know, talking about them getting more of the deodorants too and the facial edition. So you can't go wrong here. So if you're listening at home right now, head over to giveaderm.com right now. Check it out. The facial edition is the promo. It's not going to go on for long. So you got to jump on this offer now. And there's never been a better offer on this product. So you're going to get on sale for $299 plus the 10% off.
100%.
And then you're going to get that great free face mask as well, which is an unbeatable deal. Now would be a great time to try it out. This is definitely worth your while. And then also throw the deodorant in the bowl because you're going to need that one.
Yeah, that's exactly absolutely. Right. And last but not least, if you want to give your mom just a little extra something, the eye cream.
I knew you were going to say that.
It is one it's one of my favorites. Yes. It does three things. It helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles, puffiness, and dark circles. Really, and I really don't care if your mom doesn't struggle with even one, like two out of three of those. It's such a soothing experience to have a little bit of extra nurturing on your eyes, but people are raving currently about our eye cream. They're like, I'm freaking out because it's actually doing what it's supposed to do. It's absolutely incredible. And one thing I did want to really encourage people is that whether they're on a mobile version or whether they're on their laptop, doesn't matter. There is absolutely a place before you check out to put those discount codes in. So I want to encourage you because a lot of times we'll have people go, hey, I never saw a place. No, I promise you. So you'll actually click checkout. You'll actually go all the way to checkout. So click checkout. And then there's going to be a discount code box right there. And you'll apply Brianna. And then I actually am going to implement that code as soon as we get off this podcast for mom. And that will be a free mask with every facial edition purchase.
I love that. That's such a great deal. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned the eye cream. I'm still trying to fix it a little bit. I mean, the products have definitely helped, but I get a lot of the microneedling to my face. It's just a facial for those of you who aren't well versed on it. And it's supposed to just get rid of deep acne scarring. And so I go probably once a month now to my person. And she actually commented on my eyes. She actually said, your eyes don't look as dark as they used to look. So she noticed.
I love
it.
I love that. So fun.
Yay. That's awesome. Our customers really do love that product.
It is. It's really, really good, guys. And you don't need much. It's like a little tiny dot and that's all you need, which is the best part of all of it.
Lasts a long time.
Again, folks, it's Brianna's the promo code to secure 10% off. And then you're also going to get that free face mask if you get the facial edition. So make sure you use the promo code MOM as well. It's a great deal. We haven't had a deal like that on our show. So make sure you take advantage of both of those offers. It's a pleasure to speak with you ladies. I'm so happy you're here.
So good to see you again, Brianna.
So fun to be here.
Yeah, this is great for Mother's Day. So I'm so happy to have you ladies. And thank you so much. We'll have you on again soon.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.
I want to tell you guys about my friend Allie. Allie is always complaining about her feet hurting because she's always in heels and working on them. And so I gifted her the new My Slippers 2.0. And let me tell you something, guys. It's been a complete game changer for Allie. You see, Allie tells me now it feels like she's walking on clouds because these slippers are so soft and the cushioning on them is perfect. She is so happy with her new My Slippers 2.0 that she's bragging about it to everyone. And well, if you go on mypillow.com right now, you'll notice that everyone's talking about these slippers.
What are they?
They're incredible. So right now you have to head over to MyPillow.com and secure your slippers right now. Now, if you want to save up to 66% off, you got to do it by using promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Again, make sure you're using promo code Brianna if you want to secure your 66% off, and get them now before they sell out.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50%, and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
We really do love all of our MyPillow products, and I know you guys will too. There's the new 2.0 line too. You got to give it a look. I'm telling you, like the slippers, those are incredible. We're loving the Giza bed sheets as well. I've gifted those items to so many of my friends and family, and they love them. I'm also loving the towels as well, and then the pajamas are incredible. They're so soft. They're so comfortable. So head over to MyPillow.com right now, and if you're looking to secure some of the best discounts possible, use promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. You'll get up to potentially 66% off. So again, to secure up to 66% off, you got to use the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. And again, folks, we'll be back here tomorrow night, so make sure you tune in. It was a pleasure having you, as always. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.